Most people call the ordinance a smoking ban, but for some residents, like Fran Jones, its official name, the Smoke-Free Air Act, is more fitting.
I just avoided places where there was smoke before, but now I can go anywhere without worrying about, you know, breathing in the smoke. Ketchikan hasn't done that yet, and going to Ketchikan, it's, you know, I just avoid bars or anything because after a while I just can't breathe.
Jones expressed concern about the impact on businesses, but Darcy Caples, co-owner of the Harbor Bar, says she hasn't had fewer customers since the ban went into effect. In fact, she says, she may even have more. A smoker who identified himself only as Anthony countered Caples, saying he probably goes to the bar less, especially in the colder months. However, he expressed his support for the ordinance.
It's probably a good thing. As far as the business owners go, they don't seem to mind or think that it cuts down on the business. And as far as people's health is concerned, it's probably a good thing, too. Maybe they smoke less, including myself.
Other smokers agreed. Earl Rice is chef at the Beachcomber restaurant.
I think it's good for the health of everybody. Though I do smoke, you know, I try to respect other people's smoking, non-smoking wishes. I think it's good. It's good for the health of the community.
Rice is from Vermont, where smoking was banned statewide in 2005.
So you haven't been able to smoke there for a while. Actually, it was one of the cool Alaska things, so you could still smoke in the bar, but I agree with it. Even though I smoke, I agree that smoking around people that don't smoke is probably a bad thing.
Amy Peeler, owner of Inga's Galley, says some people ignore the ordinance, even though she's posted signs.
I know that a lot of the businesses here are frustrated with that. Like, the smokers need somewhere to be able to smoke, obviously, too. Maybe a designated area or something that would work for everybody.
Under the ordinance, businesses are allowed to construct a separate smoking room, but none have done so. Police Chief Jim Agner says there have been no reported violations of the ordinance and no citations issued. Individuals violating the ban can be fined up to $50 and businesses up to $500. However, businesses reporting individuals are not subject to any fines. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.